from the Slumberland Furniture Studios, and on the phone with me from the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, I have Kim Verstegen joining me on Party Line this morning. Good morning, Kim. Welcome back to WBEV.
Good morning, Bob. It's nice to be here. Thank you for letting me be a guest and share with our audience about the state of Wisconsin, Board on Aging and Long-Term Care.
I know that you've joined us on the air during the week, but as you and I have discussed, our weekend audience is a whole another group of people, and I was always impressed by the message that you wanted to get out to our listeners, so thanks for joining us on the weekend. Why don't we begin with a little bit on the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care? I know you wanted to fill our listeners in as far as a bit of an introduction to start.
Thank you. Yeah, I would like to clarify that this is a state agency and we do not endorse or promote commercial products, services, or providers. As a state agency, it is important for our listeners to understand that we act independently and represent consumers age 60 and older in supporting resident rights for our older population in residential care facilities. We do not make, endorse, or for any private companies that serve Wisconsin's older adult population. As we begin our interview, we'd like to make a shout-out. I want to make sure that everybody knows that April is Volunteer Appreciation Month in honor of our State of Wisconsin Board on Aging and Long-Term Care Volunteer Ombudsman Program, which ombudsman is a word for advocacy. So I know ombudsman can be a little bit confusing for people, and the word means advocacy. It's a Swedish term.
A little bit about your role, Kim. What specifically do you do with the board?
So my primary role is to recruit volunteers where I go out into our communities and do things like today, and I educate the community at large about what our ombudsman program is all about, and I recruit the volunteers. So we probably have about 75 volunteers throughout the state of Wisconsin within our counties that we represent. I represent northeastern Wisconsin, and the Dodge County is one of my territories. So recruitment for our volunteers and meeting the needs of our skilled nursing facilities and our assisted living communities is really an advantage for facilities and our agencies that we represent for our volunteers. They go into facilities once a week and they make a visit. They visit with residents. If they identify a situation per their permission, the resident has to give permission. If they can identify a situation that a resident would like someone to speak with them about, then we report that to our administrators or our leaders of our skilled and assisted living communities so that we can resolve conflict. We are also there to support families if they need them and just information. And if our volunteers can't identify or if a resident needs continued support, we give our regional ombudsman. They're alerted to any situations, and every resident has rights. And their rights are dignity. You have the right to dignity and privacy. You have the right for grievances. You have the right for access. You have a right for notification and transfer or discharge and self-determination. And we really encourage residents to speak up for themselves. So that is empowering residents and helping people know that they have resident rights when you're in an assigned facility or skilled or a assisted living community.
Again, on Party Line with me this morning here on WBEV, I'm speaking with Kim Verstegen from the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. Do you have an idea how many long-term care facilities do we have here in Dodge County?
Oh, I don't have the exact number, but I know that there's over 4,000 in the state of Wisconsin. We're talking both skilled and assisted living communities.
Okay.
And so the numbers have grown, and that's why the program has expanded, because we primarily were in the volunteer component was in the skilled nursing facilities where the resident has a higher acuity of needs and services. But as the assisted living communities have expanded throughout the state of Wisconsin and the United States, the need for volunteers to help represent our facilities and our state regional ombudsman has grown. nationally, you know, there is 10,000 people turning 65 a day, and so our aging population is growing. So the service areas are of a greater need, and we can't, the staffing issues and facilities is growing. So it's really nice if our residents do have that opportunity, that if they do have a situation that they do need some support with, that there is a volunteer that can go in and help do some advocacy. And like I said, our volunteers go in once a week. So they're there once a week. They get to know residents. They get to know facilities. They get to know staff. People come. They have a great relationship with our facilities. You know, the criteria is that you have to like working with the older adult population and filling that need of within your own self of helping others. So that's basically how it works. And the numbers we're growing. The facilities are growing every day. People are, residential care facilities are growing within the community-based residential facilities, CBRFs. So
the people who volunteer to be ombudsman, Kim, are, I'm guessing they're probably older adults. Give me an idea about who reaches out to
our demographics.
There you go, of the people who are part of this program.
Okay, so our demographics are an older adult retired population that want to stay active within their communities and continue to build. We have a beautiful education program. Learning about your resident rights is a proactive in our own aging process. So that is something. So most of our people, I'm going to say, are probably 60 plus. Could be somewhere in there, you know, of our volunteers. But we are focusing on a college-based trying to develop younger students to become volunteers so that they can be advocates and be proactive in their education program, where now you're building references, you're learning about the older adult population, and you've got a reference and a resume builder. So we're just starting to tap onto that culture of our students and going to our universities and advocating for students to become volunteers also. So like I had said, it's once a week. It's a couple, 2-3 hours, but it's a consistent. It's every week. We like people to be able to at least serve for their first year to one year. We like people to serve at least 1 year. And then most people stay on. And another thing about the university base, even if they're in their university community, we could place them. And then when they go back to their home communities for summers or different things, the training can go anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. And so they can go back to their home communities and they can volunteer there also. So the coordinator would orientate them and then place them in a facility.
So, we're going to ask you in just a moment or so. This is kind of a closed circuit to the listeners. If you want to jot down information about how you might participate in this, I'm going to ask Kim to give that to us in just a moment or two. But first, one more question while everyone is out there sharpening their pencils, Kim. And that is, could a volunteer volunteer more, for example, on a given day and go to a couple of different facilities? Or is it really a one-on-one matchup that you have between the person and the long-term care facility?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for expanding that. No, if our volunteers are that committed and they want to give more than one day a week to one facility, they can take on two if they would like. Or other, we've also had volunteers that maybe do every other week. They'll take two facilities, and it will be, you know, maybe Mondays that day and Wednesdays this day. But it's flexible. The volunteer, it's 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., so however it fits into their schedule. Let's say you're going off to the grocery store and you think, I'm going to make a visit today, and then you stop and make a visit. And again, if they identify a situation, we cannot report anything unless the resident gives us permission. And everything is resident-based. Even if the family member wanted us to complain, we cannot do that. It's their job. The resident has the right. And it's all about resident-based. So, yeah, volunteers can do two facilities, and we can't. They have to be clear of a conflict of interest.
Okay.
So as long as they don't have a conflict of interest, they can go to any facility that they are interested in.
Kim Verstegen with me on Party Line this morning. We're going to ask Kim to give this information again later in the half hour, but in case anyone is leaving and would like to follow up with Kim and the Board on Aging as far as this Ombudsman Volunteer Program, Kim, how can they go about getting more information and putting their name in the queue to be one of these volunteers?
Well, so, first of all, you can go to our website, longtermcare.wisconsin.gov, and you can gain all your information there about the agencies that we have. Again, longtermcare.wisconsin.gov. And then we also have an 800 line, which is 1-800-815-0015.
Give me that number again, and we'll repeat it at the end of the program as well.
Okay. So it's 1-800-815-0015.
I've got a lot of questions for you, Kim, but this is probably as good a time as any for me to take a brief break for a couple of commercial reminders. If you want to warm up a cup of coffee, we'll be back with Kim Verstegen on Party Line, speaking more about the Ombudsman Program offered by the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care as Party Line continues here on WBEV. On the phone with me on our Party Line interview this Saturday morning, Kim Verstegen from the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. We're speaking about their Ombudsman Program, and it's an opportunity for maybe you to volunteer and speak up for senior citizens in long-term care facilities in the area. Kim, back to maybe some of the nuts and bolts. Here in Dodge County specifically, is there a need? Do you have an overabundance of volunteers? Let's touch on that before we go on to what it's like to be one of these volunteers.
No, I don't have an abundance of Dodge County volunteers, and that's what the purpose of this volunteer recruitment is on this Saturday morning. We go out, we go to health cares or health fairs, and we put posters up around communities, Beaver Dam, Waupun, Fox Lake, different areas, Mayville. So throughout the whole Dodge County, we do need volunteers. We don't have any at this point. I have two volunteers in the Fond du Lac area, so expanding down to Dodge would be a great benefit for our program and our residents and facilities. So I put up posters. We go to health fairs. We do radio interviews. We do some television. So marketing is a large part of it. Once we do recruit our volunteers, they have to go through the application process, the background check screening, and then we also have a conflict of interest screening that they must get through. Once that's done, we make sure we assure that for our residents and our facilities so that everything is going to be appropriate when they are placed. Then our volunteers have to go through a training, a day training. It's going to be dependent upon the volunteer. If their schedules are, if they're working yet or if their schedules are, we adapt to how they need to have their training look. So if it's a half-day training, we will, and then we'll fill it in with other types of training. And then once a month, our volunteers, we are invited to come to a education event. And so our events can be on resident rights, it can be on boundaries, it can be, April is volunteer recognition month, so we're having a comedian, and it's through the Zoom. We do it electronically through the Zoom. So everybody joins us throughout the states that we have, or the communities that we have volunteers in, and we do that. So it's an ongoing education process. We do coffee clutches with our volunteers. We have a legal counsel, so things we do, they will do an in-service with us. We have a regional ombudsman that do in services with us. So we cover all types of aging topics. It can be on scamming, the older population getting scammed. So we have professional people that address these topics. They're usually Thursdays from 10 to 11:30, and it's once a month. So we're ongoing. We make facility visits. Once our volunteers are placed, we make a facility visit with our volunteers as needed, and we also have regional ombudsmen that will make a facility visit with our volunteers. So we stay connected. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to stay engaged if you like the older adult population. So
that takes me to my next question, which is, when you speak with these people who are volunteering, what do they say about this? What do they most enjoy? What do they get out of it?
Well, you know, when you walk into a facility and you don't know what's coming to you that day, because you maybe have 60 residents or 30, it doesn't matter, that just need a visitor. The administrator will say, you know, we just got a new resident, and could you stop and make a visit? And so they'll stop and make a visit with that resident. They give them a resident rights card. They introduce themselves. So the resident feels more comfortable. They know what's happening now. They know that they have somebody that's representing them from the outside. They might share a story. They might share something that they can share, why they might have a fear of being in a new living environment. And they're reassured that they're safe and that we're there to help them. And the facility administrator, everybody's, so far we've been, have been very received, very welcoming, because we're there to help. We're there to help the resident. We're there to help the facility. We all, our community, our Wisconsin community, wants to help our older adult population. So that's kind of, if we identify a situation that may need some address, then again, with the resident's permission, we can report that, and we can help give them that support that they may need. Along with our regional ombudsman, will come into facilities and do trainings on resident rights. Their topics can cover many different topics. So, and that's all free of charge. So they continue to build a healthier environment for our state residents.
Let me highlight this, because I guess I was not thinking in these terms. Not only is your volunteer who's walking into this long-term care facility perking his or her ear up for some complaint from a resident, but this volunteer is going in there and providing some human connection.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Residents always like people from the outside coming in. It's a new ear every time you come in. It's something that they get to share. That you can share something that you may, you know, in the news or something, just a new voice that they may have. Or otherwise, if you are going on to a dementia unit and you're smelling a strong odor, you can report that. Say, I just want to let you know I smell a real strong odor. Or if there's a lot of wheelchairs and different things in the aisles where it's not, you know, it's safe for people to get through. You know, when a staff is in their work environment day in and day out, you don't see it. It's like, I don't see all the mess that's in my house, but if you come into my house, you might see all the messes I got going on in the house. So it's just the outside eyes coming in and giving a fresh look.
I have had experience with senior citizens, both family, friends, and some work that I've done in long-term care facilities. Before this ombudsman program was in place, Kim, I can imagine there must have been a huge need. A lot of these senior citizens are not in a position, don't feel comfortable complaining or speaking up for themselves. Talk about the need that these volunteers fit and meet.
So what has happened? This program is, the volunteer program is 30 years old. So as we expanded it and we were basically primarily into the skilled nursing facilities. That's the service area. But like I had said, we've expanded, our assisted living communities have expanded. So we've been able to now, and we were a pilot. This was a 2-year pilot project. So now we've got it expanded into assisted living communities. So it's two and a half years old now. So, and we're moving pretty rapidly as we recruit more volunteers post-COVID. You know, things got slowed way down during the COVID pandemic. But we were able to stay with us, to keep our volunteers active through the electronic version of Zoom and making visits that way, which was really kind of a innovative process. But now as we continue to develop post-COVID and we're into assisted livings, they 30 years old, so it's growing, and again, we're being received very positively, and it's a healthy, everybody's helping each other. You know, we're helping the facilities, and we're getting, so our older adult population is growing so rapidly that if we can find volunteers to go into every facility, that would be wonderful. You know, if, even if we did one every facility that has a volunteer, it is to their advantage. But we have to find the volunteers.
And I would assume, I'm asking you this, I guess the biggest skill that you want from this volunteer is for that person to be a people person.
You've got to be a people person. You got to like working with the aging population. You like have to like helping people. And even if you haven't been a people person behind, try it. Because when you're retired yourself, you're more isolated. And we know volunteering improves your long-term health. I mean, I don't have the exact data there, but look it up. Volunteering will help your long-term health overall. Because you're not so focused on yourself, you're out there advocating for other people that may have more of a unhealthy, they're unhealthy, mm-hmm. so they need some support.
We only have a couple of minutes, Kim, and I do want to take a look maybe at the downside. We talked about why people would enjoy doing this, but aren't these volunteers put in some uncomfortable situations? What's the biggest downside, if you will, that a volunteer might face?
Well, I love that question. That's a great question because, you know, it can be difficult. This can be a very difficult situation. But there is in the training process, there's the 800 line you can always call. We don't want our volunteers to take any problem home with them. Give it to the 800 line, and there will be an immediate follow-up with our regional ombudsman or myself as a volunteer coordinator. Our volunteers leave the situations, and if we have the permission to report the situation, then the next week they can go in and follow up to make sure that things are taken care of for that particular resident. They also go to resident council meetings, too, where they follow up. But we don't want our volunteers to take any of the situations home with them or keep them up at night or waking up. We want them to have the peace of mind. So there is, of course, we're humans. We're going to find situations that might not be as comfortable as we want. But once you know that it's reported out to our 1-800-815-0015, then somebody's going to follow up with that immediately. And they're going to call my line, too, or the volunteer coordinator's line, and then we will do immediate follow-up. We've seen some wonderful things that have come out of our immediate actions for our residents and families.
I appreciate how much preparation, the training that you offer, and then the support to these volunteers. Kim, let's wind up with information for any listeners who might be interested in pursuing this. How can they get in touch with you and find out more about being an ombudsman volunteer?
Please go to our longtermcare.wisconsin.gov website. Everything you ever want to know. Even if you don't want to be a volunteer, go to the website. That will tell you a lot about your services and what's available to you. Longtermcare.wisconsin.gov. Otherwise, call 1-800-815-0015.
I hope we help you find a volunteer or two to serve the care facilities here in Dodge County. A pleasure speaking with you, Kim. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Kim Verstegen from the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. And hopefully some of you out there can provide that service to the senior citizens living in facilities here in Dodge County.